Welcome to Science in a Cup, where we interview one scientist about a world they care passionately about. In this episode, we're interviewing Dean Waruba, who is undertaking his doctoral research at the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment of Western Sydney University. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you.
Could you please tell us what your research is about?
My research is in the use of probiotics to enhance insect fitness.
So what is fitness?
Fitness is...
Is it like they go to the gym and they do some exercises or...?
I'd like to say it is, but it's a little bit trickier than that. We're looking at quality of performance. This is looking to help a method of insect control called sterile insect technique. And for the sterile insect technique, it's about insects mating. And it's the sterile insects mating with the wild females, and you don't have baby insects. So for fitness, we are interested in the performance of this insect, whether it can mate, if it's able to fulfill the role so that the wild insect does not go and remate again. So we're hoping that a probiotic supplement will improve the fitness of the sterile insect.
So what do you mean by probiotics?
Now, the word is Greek, and it means derived from the words pro and bios, which mean for life. So it's anything that can enhance or improve life or the quality of life.
So what's the history of research of probiotics?
The concept of probiotics was first introduced by a Russian zoologist by a name Metchnikov. He discovered that by giving farmers stale milk, this enhanced their quality of life. These farmers had lived a little bit longer than other people. So he narrowed it down to the milk that they were being given, and he found bacteria in the milk. You see, probiotic includes bacteria, fungi, protozoa, but fungi and protozoa are quite difficult to work with. So it has been the work on bacteria that has taken sort of like limelight in probiotic research.
So probiotics is basically the natural additives that we can add to food that are composed of live bacteria or live fungi or live other organisms. And basically we somehow can enhance the performance of the person that takes it. Is that what probiotics means?
Exactly.
So how can the industry use this knowledge to our benefit?
For us humans, we are probably more familiar with applications and human products. Say Yakult, for example, and yogurt and all these products that we can get, and they brand it and people talk about probiotics. But actually, most of the probiotic use is in animals. For dogs, cats, in agriculture and livestock, pigs, in the chicken feed as well, to animals as extreme as shrimps. In insect work as well, we are looking at using this concept that is probiotics to enhance insects as well. But in my concept, we are trying to use it to enhance sterile insects that we rear and are exposed to irradiation for sterility. They have been disadvantaged by being colonized and by being exposed to radiation. So we are hoping that probiotics will give them that advantage and make them fitter and be as competitive as their wild counterparts in mating with the wild females.
So can you do that?
The approach we are taking is by firstly understanding the microbiome of the wild insects. That is all the bacterial diversity that is in there. Once we know that, then we'll also find out the microbiome of the insects that we rear in captivity. Comparing the microbiome of the wild versus the ones we have in captivity, we are able to identify differences. And it is what is missing in our captive population that we would like to reintroduce. And hopefully that'll make them as competitive as their wild counterparts.
So basically you want to take these insects that have been sterilized with irradiation, it released them into the wild, but because the x-rays have made them less sexy, you want to use probiotics to make them as sexy as the wild males. Is that what you mean?
Yes. We are trying to make this sterile insects sexy again. So we are trying to bring sexy back by using probiotics.
So maybe we should add it as a probiotic for Tinder.
There you go. At the moment, we're developing...
the app.
At the moment, we're developing a probiotic Viagra. So yeah, it's I'd like to call it the Flyagra.
Well, that's awesome, Dean. Thank you so much. And this was the end of this episode of Science in a Cup. If you like our episode, please subscribe on iTunes or our website at stressfruitfly.com. Thank you so much.